Psalm 23, a psalm of David. I don't know if this is NIV or not. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
All right, so it's going to start a two-week series, if you will, short series, obviously, taken from Psalm 23. And I want to just a little kind of share with you why that I'm doing Psalm 23. It might be an unusual thing to be doing during Lent, but I want you to kind of know where my head was. So I'm always so excited when Pastor Dawn trusts me to come and actually tell you some things that are on my heart. And she's always really generous to say, Bobby, you do what's on your heart. And I love that about her, that she allows that. So when she started, I started thinking about Psalm 23. I was reading a devotional, and I've told you about it before, but I'll say it again. It's called Traveling Light. It's written by Max Lucado, and I love him. He's just such a great author. And it talks about Psalm 23. So I had been using it, actually rereading it, different parts of it, when I kind of needed that specific part. So I got to about 2 weeks ago, and I said to myself, is this Bobby wanting to preach this, or is this God wanting Bobby to preach this, right? You always want to kind of take that barometer. And so I looked up the lectionary. How many people know what the lectionary is? A few, all right? If you didn't grow up in the church or in one of the churches that use the lectionary is a three-year cycle of Bible verses that the church uses to kind of follow through the church year. And as I said, it's a three-year cycle. So I thought, well, I'm going to look up what it is for this Sunday. And the lectionary has a Old Testament verses. It has a gospel verse. It has an epistle, the letters of Paul verse, and it has a psalm. So I looked it up. You know the answer. What was the psalm for today? Psalm 23. Yeah, is God good at this stuff or what? So I'm excited to be here believing that he wants us to talk a little bit about Psalm 23 today and next Sunday. This Sunday, we'll be talking about peace in the pasture. Next week, we'll pick up, you got it, courage in the valley. All right, so we want to kind of talk about how he gives us peace in the good times, in the pasture, and then how he walks us through the bad times, through the valley. And so we're going to start with Psalm 23, 1 through 3. I had Mark go ahead and read the whole thing. Here's what I want to say to you. I know most of you can recite Psalm 23 by memory. I absolutely know there are a bunch of you out there going, oh my God, Psalm 23, I've heard that 100 times. Just give me a chance today. Maybe there's just one little gem that will come from God through my mouth that will speak to you today with regard to Psalm 23, all right? I want to just talk for just a real quick moment about Psalms. Now, Psalms is the longest book in the Bible. You might not have known that, 150 chapters. The Psalms were authored by a variety of different people, right? So Moses wrote a few of the Psalms. I didn't realize that. King Solomon, David's son, wrote a few. David actually had a couple of his worship leaders write some psalms. And so there's a variety of different people that wrote the Psalms. David wrote the most. He wrote 73, or at least 73 have been, the scholars believe he wrote himself. But I think it's important to understand that there's different kinds of Psalms, right? There are hymns. Those are the ones that they actually sang as songs, right? So they have hymn Psalms. They have Psalms that are about sadness, right? Pain and suffering. They have royal psalms that talk about the sovereignty of God. And there are psalms that are thanksgiving psalms, all right? And again, there are two kinds of psalms. There are psalms that are for the corporate, right, to sing together. And there are what are called individual psalms about our own individualness and the things we need to think about as individuals. So Psalm 23 was written by David. It is a thanksgiving psalm. It is thanking the Lord for what he provides us. And it's an individual psalm. It's a psalm to be read individually and to experience individually, all right? So there's lots of words like my and me in it, right? Not we as a congregation, but my and me. So we want to talk a little bit about Psalm 23, all right? All right, so this may feel like a law school class, and I forgive me, all right? In law school, we take every single word, don't we, Deb? I mean, we like take every single word and we look at it, and that's what we're going to do today. We're going to take all the words in the first three verses. So the first two words are the Lord, all right? And you're like, okay, that makes sense. But David picked a very specific name for God. All right. There are tons. Did you know there's 30 different names for God in the Bible? 30. All right. And they usually are names that like address a specific character of God. Right. So we have El Shaddai. Right. The everlasting God. Right. We have El Roya, which is the God who sees. But David picked a very specific name, Yahweh. Yahweh, I am. That's how big a God we have, right? It's not I read one scholar that was talking about, he's not a genie in the bottle, right? We don't like rub our bottle and hope he gives us what we want, right? He is unchanging. I am. I am today. I am tomorrow. I am forever. He never changes, right? If you've never thought about it, he is uncaused, if you will. I saw one person say it. In other words, nobody brought him into being. He was here and will always be here. And finally, and I hate this about it, he's uncontrolled. We don't control I am. We don't control what he decides to do. All right? We don't talk him into stuff. Right? Yahweh, the Lord, he's a big God. All right. So the Lord, bless you. The Lord is my shepherd. All right, what word? Who is it? He is who? Shepherd, but whose shepherd? My shepherd. Bobby Flowers' shepherd. Carol Hughes' shepherd. He is our shepherd. I mean, when you think about that, right? This gigantic God, this I am, is my shepherd. Wow. If you sit on that, it almost is overwhelming to think that a God so big would want to be my shepherd. My shepherd. All right. So why a shepherd? Couldn't he be my president? Couldn't he be my emperor? Like, why is he my shepherd? Odd, right? Well, first of all, let's think about what shepherds do, and they deal with sheep, okay? So let's talk about sheep for a minute. Sheep are dumb, all right? No offense, but they are, all right? Their only ability to take care of themselves is to stay in a herd, right? They can't go off on their own because they're just not very intelligent, okay? They can't find their own food. They can't make their own food. They can't, you know, kill something and eat it. And they're defenseless. Have you ever heard of a sheep being a mascot? The Colorado sheep. Not very ferocious. Of course, you do have those cardinals. I'm just saying, I've never gotten those guys either. Right? I mean, how much can a cardinal do? But sheep are defenseless, totally defenseless. All right? They don't have any teeth that can bite on somebody. They have no claws. They have nothing that can protect themselves. And finally, did you know that sheep can't even clean themselves? All right? They're not like cats or even dogs. They can't clean themselves at all. So they are dirty and smelly. Sounds like me some days. I'm dumb. I do dumb things. I'm defenseless against the world's circumstances. I usually can take a bath. That's good, right? And I do. Thank you, honey. So, sheep. And who knew sheep better than a shepherd, right? I thought it was interesting. David was a shepherd. Abraham, I'd forgotten, was a shepherd. Moses was a shepherd. God has taken shepherds, people that aren't like known for being the leaders of society, and he has used them over and over and over again. And so David was very, very knowledgeable about what a shepherd does. First of all, a shepherd is very humble, all right? They were not, many times they were the outcasts of society, all right? Because of, they're smelly, right? They don't take baths. They're out there in the fields with the sheep, right? They're out there in rural, think about rural America versus urban America, right? And how sometimes urban people look down on those rural people. That's not just now. That was back in the day, right? Shepherds were not seen as being, some great leader. Again, they were seen as being, many of them, outcasts. In some jurisdictions in Israel, they could not even testify in court. They were so thought of as not being educated enough, knowledgeable enough, trustworthy enough, that they were even kept out of the court system. So they're humble. Second of all, they have one job, and that's to protect their sheep. And they care for their sheep night and day. So David says to us, this gigantic God, he is your own personal shepherd. Wow, what an amazing God we have. All right, so how does he do that? Well, the first thing that the psalm tells us is that the Lord my shepherd is my shepherd, I lack nothing. If the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Oh yeah. We all want the next biggest, coolest toy, right? We all might want a new car or a new motorhome or a new whatever. But what this psalm tells us is when the God of the universe is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Amen. Oh. Wow. Can I believe that? Can I believe that in my soul? Can I sit with that day in and day out and say, I lack nothing? So what else does he do? He makes me lie down in green pastures. Now, that picture are the hills outside of Jerusalem. You see very many green pastures? No. Sometimes shepherds have to actually get in there and get the brush out and burn the brush and clean off the area, get rid of the rocks. There's not just green pastures hanging out all over Jerusalem. Those of you that have ever been there know that when you occasionally see some green, you're like, oh, there is some green here. Whoa, cool. But most of the mountains that are shepherds in Israel were taking their sheep to were not green until, guess what? The shepherd made them green. The shepherd cleaned out an area for them. Now you might think, why does it say makes me lie down in green pastures? Again, it's important to understand sheep, all right? Sheep will not lie down and sleep if there is anything bothering them. Dang, just as I said that, I was thinking, yeah, like us. Like us. If there is something they're afraid of, they will not lay down and sleep. If there's something they're hungry, they will not lay down and sleep. If there's a fight going on within the herd, they will not lay down and sleep. They have to have peace to lie down and sleep. And who has to give them that? You know, the shepherd. The shepherd. I was reading about sleep, and I read that sleep contributes to more deaths in the United States than any other symptom. You know, Thomas Edison always bragged that he could live on 15 minutes of sleep a day. We're lacking sleep. We are burning the candle on both end. And I'm looking at Mom, and I know she knows it, right? It's exhausting. It's fun. It's the best. No one would ever trade it for anything else, but it's exhausting. And what David tells us in this psalm is our shepherd will make us to lie down in green pastures if he's our shepherd. He leads me beside still waters. Okay, well, another thing you should know about sheep. Sheep cannot drink out of fast-moving water. They will slip and fall. They don't have the ability to, like a horse can go into water and drink the water, even if it's fast moving. Sheep have to have calm waters for them to drink. All right. And sometimes the shepherd would actually go to a stream and that was too fast moving and make like a little channel out from the stream so that they could drink that still water. All right. But who's the actor in the psalm? The shepherd. The shepherd is the actor. We're not. We're the sheep. Are we willing to be sheep? Because if we are, he's going to lead us to our still waters. But he not only takes care of our physical needs. David tells us that he restores my soul. Now, the word restore in Hebrew is to take you back. So, in other words, there was a time when you had a peace in your soul. And God, your shepherd, wants to take you back there. He wants to restore your soul. Now, it's interesting, the Hebrew word soul is not just the spirit, right? When we say soul, we usually think of the spirit. The soul in Hebrew actually encompasses the whole person. The whole person. Physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. He restores the whole of us, not just the piece of us. He's not just concerned about our spirit. You know what he's also concerned about? He's concerned about our bodies. He's concerned about our minds. I don't know about y'all. Talked to y'all about it before. My mind goes 110 miles an hour at all times. Darn, to take me back to that time. I knew there must have been some time, right? When there wasn't constant thought going on. My shepherd wants that. My shepherd wants that for Bobby. Maybe Doug doesn't need that, but Doug's shepherd knows what Doug needs. And so does Will. Right? My shepherd restores my soul. This is an individual poem for every one of us to experience. He guides me along the right paths. You know, it's really interesting. In ancient times, the shepherd walked in front of the sheep, and the sheep followed him. If you look at shepherding now, usually they're behind, and they've got a dog pushing. That's not the way the ancient shepherd did back then. The ancient shepherd in David's time walked ahead of the sheep, and they followed him. And you know why? They know his voice. And that's scientific. Isn't that cool? That is scientific. As dumb as sheep are, no offense to all of us, because we're all sheep, but they know, they can be trained auditorily. They can follow auditory clues or cues. That's so cool to me, right? Because he's walking in front of me. And if I hear his voice, I go the right path. And if I'm not listening to his voice, I'm going to be that sheep that's out there somewhere defenseless because I've left my herd, right? So the idea being that he is leading us. Thank you for the legacy hymn. Loved it, right? He leadeth me. He walks in front of me. He knows where I need to go. I just have to follow him. And so, I don't know about y'all, but these are my kids' favorite words to me when I'm like, you really need to do X, Y, and Z. And they're like, yeah, 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 I know, I know, I know. I know, Mom, yeah, I know. Cece, ever heard it? Never. Yeah, yeah, I know. I know. Psalm 23. Come on, Bobby. Everybody has heard of Psalm 23. Yeah, 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 I know. So I want to tell you just a little story that I read. Don't know who wrote it. Probably not even true, but I think it makes the point. So a actor was asked to present Psalm 23. And he got up there and he said all the words right and he was so eloquent and it was so beautiful. And when it was done, you know, he got an applause. Well, next came up an older gentleman to read Psalm 23. And his voice was shaky and it was rough, right? Probably had kind of that smoker sound to his voice, you know. And he gets up there and he reads Psalm 23. And when he finishes, everyone is silent. And a few people are even crying. And the actor says, well, wait a second. I knew the psalm. And the older gentleman said, yeah, but I know the shepherd. I don't just know the words of psalm. I know my shepherd. I know my shepherd is Yahweh, and he cares. He cares about me. This week I challenge you. Know the shepherd, not the shepherd. Know your shepherd, Steve's shepherd. Know your shepherd. Look for him to provide you everything you need. Look for him to guide you. You got decisions to make this week? Look for your shepherd who walks in front of you, knows the path you need to take, and accept from him those green pastures to rest in, that still water to drink, and that restoration of your soul. I pray that each of us will have an encounter with our shepherd this week. Amen.